From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Thursday, June 18th, 2026. The design for a monument to the unborn at the Arkansas State Capitol has gained final approval. Secretary of State Cole Jester approved the proposal on Tuesday during a meeting of the Capitol Arts and Grounds Commission. The Arkansas Advocate says Commission Chair Stephen Bright hopes to have the monument completed within 18 months, though that timeline is completely dependent on fundraising. The design is estimated to cost $229,000. As of Tuesday, the Commission had received under $28,000 in donations from private individuals. The head of the North Little Rock Police Department is stepping down. Police Chief Patrick Thessing is retiring after just over three decades with the department. He has served as police chief since 2021, overseeing expansions in technology, infrastructure, and a new real-time crime center. His last day on the job will be June 30th. More than 5,800 Arkansans will soon be eligible for a hefty rebate on the purchase of a new e-bike. That's thanks to a new voucher program coming from a partnership between Central Arkansas's regional planning agency MetroPlan and two other agencies. Tim Conklin is the executive director of the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission. He says the program is just one part of the Climate Pollution Reduction Grant awarded to state agencies in July of 2024.
And it was a $100 million grant that's coming to the three largest metros here in Arkansas, covering about half the population, about 1.5 million people. It's an initiative to distribute at least 5,844 e-bike vouchers across the Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers, Arkansas metro area, the Fort Smith, Arkansas, Oklahoma metro area, and the Little Rock, North Little Rock, and Conway, Arkansas metro area.
Through the Arkansas Tri-Region E-Bike Incentive Program, residents who are at least 18 years of age can receive a $700 voucher for the purchase of an e-bike. Those with income less than or equal to 200% of the federal poverty level are eligible for rebates of up to $1,200. Conklin explained the application process for the program.
If you are selected, you will be asked to complete the overall final application for that e-bike, then you will be eligible to receive a point of sale voucher to a qualifying bike shop here in one of the three metro areas.
According to outdoor retailer REI, the average price of an e-bike is around $2,000. More information on the Arkansas Tri-Region E-Bike Incentive Program is available at metroplan.org. The application portal opens on July 6th. Two attorneys are suing a Central Arkansas judge alleging he violated open records laws. UA Little Rock professor Robert Steinbuck and Roland attorney Luther Sutter filed a lawsuit against Pulaski County Circuit Judge Tim Fox. The two allege Fox violated the Arkansas Freedom of Information Act by failing to acknowledge a request for his computer records. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports Steinbuck is also asking the state Supreme Court to remove Fox from the bench. Two circuit judges assigned to the case have recused themselves. City of Little Rock is rolling out a new effort to fight hunger. City officials unveiled a new mini food pantry initiative in a news conference on Wednesday. Michael Sanders, director of the city's Department of Community Programs, says the initiative stems from the city's existing annual food drive.
Through our Department of Community Programs, we have hosted the Anyone Can Food Drive annually for many years. That effort has helped us to provide for families and residents who are in need. But we also recognize that the need does not stop when the food drive ends. So we ask ourselves, how can we extend that work throughout the year?
A total of nine repurposed newspaper vending machines will be stocked with food and placed at locations in all seven of the city's wards. Sanders says community buy-in is needed to help keep the pantries full of food.
So today we are also issuing a challenge. We're asking City of Little Rock team members, community groups, and organizations to become pantry champions. By adopting one of these pantries, pantry locations for 30 days and helping keep it stocked.
Sanders says the city will keep track of donations and which items are taken to identify high traffic areas. The pantries will be accessible to anyone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at city-owned locations such as fire stations and community centers. A full list of locations is available online at lrdcpcares.org. Little Rock City officials have agreed to issue bonds to finance the renovation of a downtown food hall. Members of the City Board of Directors approved a resolution Tuesday to finance the overhaul of the Ottenheimer Market Hall in the city's River Market District. Officials with the St. Louis-based design firm hired for the project say it could take as many as 18 months to complete, with a price tag of roughly $25 million. Another $500,000 in funding is coming to Arkansas's public television network, this time from Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. The Arkansas Advocate reports Arkansas TV CEO Carlton Wing requested the money from the governor's restricted reserve funds for, quote, infrastructure or operating expenses on May 29th. A statement from the governor's office said she, quote, looks forward to working with Arkansas TV leadership to ensure the broadcaster highlights the natural state and aligns with Arkansas values. State funding was granted within a proposal that received initial legislative approval Tuesday without debate. The Arkansas Legislative Council will hear the proposal on Friday. State regulators have approved a new $2.6 billion natural gas power plant. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the Arkansas Public Service Commission has approved the plan. The planned gas plant in Newark in northeast Arkansas. The plant would be owned by the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas and would produce just under 1,500 megawatts of power. Construction is expected to be complete by the end of 2030. A northwest Arkansas city has passed new regulations on data centers. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports Fayetteville City Council members approved several amendments to an ordinance regarding data centers in a meeting on Tuesday. The amendments implement new reporting requirements and regulations on water use. A mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 92. Overnight, a higher chance of thunderstorms and rain that may carry over into the Juneteenth holiday. Rain chances will continue throughout the weekend. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.